Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh. 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 Okay, I'm fresh out the box. Jack out the box. It ain't cost nothing if it ain't come with a box. Fresh at the bottom, freeze the stop. Hit the barber shop and get fresh at the top. Girls love it, say so brand new. It's a new day, what is he gon' do? Before they hit the shelf, I already got him. Nike so fresh, I can kiss the bottom. T-boy swagger, bow tie demeanor. And word to Pine Sol, I ain't met and they ain't cleaner. Fresher than the freshest, fly than your flyer. Feet to the floor, watch your girl get excited. Nerd again, darling, ain't we the smart pack? Wipe the black card, tell them box all that. Freshest in here, put my picture on the wall. And with all these boxes, I'ma need a U-Haul.
Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that.
Dang, ask yourself, what are those? This here fresh, those just closed. Jeans in the box, bet she ain't got those. Thank you, Fresh Bell, got them turning up they nose. Watch, watch me as I go. Fresh out the box, Bruce Leroy glow. Center of attention, yeah, I know. Keep the camera on me everywhere I go. Ray Charles shopping, I don't even see the tag. We boxed out, y'all still using bags. Okay, you do it, but I do it better. High water pants with the three-button sweater. Smart guys on, aviator lens. When I look intelligent, hopping out the Benz. Champagne life, popping out the cork. Fresh out the box, billionaire dork.
Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that. Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that.
My confidence is up, my confidence is up, my confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. My confidence is up, my confidence is up, my confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. Let's discuss money, that I got plenty. Stacking out the store like I had 2 minutes. Fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new house, brand new stick. Smart girl model, brand new stick. She don't think right. Brand new chick, fresh double dutchy, hand on the clutchy, MC Hammer, y'all can't touch me.
Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that. Fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new that, brand new this, brand new that, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, fresh out the box, brand new this, brand new.
Six Deep Entertainment.
I'm so flat, straight like that. I'm so flat, straight like that, straight like that. You don't want it. Lego. I'm so flat, straight like that. Catch me in the club in the booth for the back. 6 deep fitted with my chucks all black. Pocket full of green and my jeans all black. Retain me the beat. Fresh say snap. I'ma snap back on these niggas like hats. Eyes so low. Can't even see. I don't really care. Pass me the weed. Bro stank like a just farted. Walmart shown, but the coochie be the target. Better get your money while you worrying about a hoe. Pull out the fire, I'ma light up the joint. Fighting by the stone, ain't never been me. Before my respect, I'm a D.I.E. Y'all so lame, L-A-M-E. I'm so L-I-V-E. Keep my cool, cause still got the heat. If it got beef grease, put them in the grease. Getting to the money, that's what I was taught. If you beef on me, then it ain't my fault. I'm clean, straight like that. I'm so clean, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that. Check my sweat, straight like that. Straight like that, 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 straight like that.
Like that. Ain't for hell, your brains on the mat. Arms in the back, if it ain't, where's that? Working with the fed, or you probably get clapped. Nowadays, everybody wanna be a vulture. And I'm a side, I don't even need a hoster. Yeah, I got bread, but I gotta have a toaster. Supers in the club, I'ma buy light soaster. Hit them in the head when they pull out the stick. Niggas gon' jump when I pull out the six deep, nigga gon' throw out the six. Probably don't stop till I pour out the lick.
Yeah.
I'll point you out. Stick it on my head, who on, who now?
Yeah.
With a bread, you can do your dirt. But in the long run, I'ma do my dirt.
Yeah. It's my ghost. I gotta catch ghosts. Pay me for the bread, then you gotta get toast. She a model, strike that pose, then give me headshots like Vogue. Pose for the camera, most actors. Till I get the torn top, banging like hammers. Y'all can't see me, got me feeling like Phantom. Three bad hoes, got me feeling like Santa. No stress. Plus I got a ball, Garnet. These lies, far-fetched, transforming the booth. Clark can't fly. I rep the foe, that's my set. If a nigga got pressure, we just shoot it off his chest. Fast, fast, fast. Who next?
Fast,
who next?
Straight like that, straight like that.
The
fuck? My sweat, straight like that. Straight like that, 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 straight like that.
Stop talking that shit and suck a nigga dick for a bust it down fit.
Ooh.
Oh shit, just the remix and I'm back. Twerk something, girl, you know we got them racks. We got them racks, yeah, we got them racks. Shawty ass so fast, she bounce so hard, she break her backpack. They bust it down everywhere that I go. Call me the Uncle Luke of Chicago. If I can't make her bust it down, I bet these pants can. Girl, quit playing to get these grands on her handstand. If she ain't trying to bust it, I bet a friend will. Do so much money on her, I just paid a friend bill. So next time you see me, girl, you better not play around. You see this logo on my shirt, shawty, go and bust it.
Yeah, I wanna
She drop it down, she bust it. Hope the bitch ain't busted. Putting money in the bucket. Ain't got money, then fuck it. Look, nigga, don't touch it. I know you ballin' on the budget. I hit a bitch with the Dougie. Oh, I think she love it. Hit me out in this bitch. Triple D to the shot. Just cause she low-key doesn't mean that she shy. She asked me, do I sing hydraulic? I asked her if she heard it. Bitch, you just perverted. I know you ain't no virgin. I know you just suburban. I know you heard that dance like a stripper and you learning. I know you ain't here twerking. Now bend it over twerking. Now drop it down and bust it down. Down, arrow circle. That just means pussy pop, handstand. Do it on your man. Dance, ass and twerk. That'll work.
Remix, remix, remix. We all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas.
Every hood we got, yeah, they mess with me.
Remix, remix,
remix. Mix this all up,
remix.
The rest,
remix.
Come out, murder that nigga to the death of me.
Turn it up
and say I got money time. Yes, I'm
with
them. All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rap.
Homie, ask about it. I got killers down in Tango, they gon' talk about it. 6'4", 290, nigga, try Lotto. P90, Mac 90, crack is avocado. Live by it, die by it, real nigga model. And real recognize real tomato, tomato. I swear that boy won't hear P, potato revolver. Catch that nigga in the coop and make tomato soup.
I put on for my city, you can ask about me. Rollin' through the hood, fully loaded with a key. Keep two bad bitches inside of me. Money on bloods, that's M.O.B. $500 bills, I'm a 5-size G. Rock on my squad till I D.I.E. I'm the man of my city, run the streets, no crease. Check, make K-I-N-G me, please. Check the app stats, you know we a fucking problem. Keeping these bitches below the belt, that's not a fucking problem. I go hard, murder app rapper. Think they fucking with the app, but it's vice versa.
All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rap my fucking city.
My city, I say north side everywhere I go. No matter what the fuck I'm at, it's murder ass till the day I go. To my blood niggas, 5-star to the mode. Big up to my whole fam, you know it's 7-4. When that rag drop like a rag top, that mag pop like soda. At your front door with that sofo, you disrespecting, it's over. That barrel on giraffe neck, we make moves, controller. When Shell hits your soul, in that rag comes a Crayola.
I hate that one for the app. This one for the chat. Grinding every day and know exactly where he's at. Nigga don't want no drama later. Nigga on his back. Plymouth Pen and Broadway. Yes, I'm on the trap. 38, I'm on 38. Black Chuck, my 38. Kill a nigga, first 48. No sales mean no case. 612, I did it. This one for my daddy. They want it for my cheesecake. I think I'm paid.
Up, you hog tied. PBS ain't full life. You ain't bout that, them boys ride. One time for them killers.
Killers,
two times for my niggas. Rest in peace for all of my niggas. I pop two for all of my hitters. Bitch, we got that fatty. Walk up with that paper, tell the law, they kiss my ass. My lawyer owe me plenty favors. Free Mo, James, and Rico. Free Flocko, my chica. I love revving my city. TC stitched all in my fitty.
So just get with it or get lost. So get found in the local squad. TC, we next up. I'm working on it like an employee. Same niggas they call hitters are the same niggas we looking for. Got real niggas doing real shit. I put money on them like a gift card. So yes, I rep my city. Murder Appalachia, my whole clique. Rep both sides, ambidextrous. I go to St. Paul and get home sick. You can do whatever you want to. That's three niggas hit with that four fill. They ain't heard about the murder app. They gonna learn today like a long
bitch. All of my niggas. For me, I'm doing it for we all of my niggas, cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Murder Apple is riding with me. I go downtown and around town. Northeast to deliver. Southside and outside. I don't cross that river, cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Murder Apple is riding with me.
Yeah, it's your boy Sippy Zone. And you rocking with Miss Queen T and Miss Magasia on
Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey ya, hey ya, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, it's your boy, Topaz Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. What it do? I'm now tuning into Miss Queen T, captain of Team Wet Wet. And my homegirl, Magasia, rhymes with Hennessy. I know it's Magasia, but I, you know what I'm saying? I say Magasia with Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? Baby powder in the left, Hennessy in the right. That's what it do. Hey, I'm next to Blow.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the one and only Miss Queen T and Magasia on the line. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. The Hennessy. I'm going to need some of that Hennessy he got in his, what did he say, in the right hand?
Oh,
and the baby powder in the left hand?
Yes, yes. The Hennessy be so official. You already know.
What is
Jabo?
Yeah. You know, welcome back. You know, we've been out for a couple of weeks. We definitely been doing a lot of busy stuff. We got a lot of stuff planned as far as Next to Blow Radio. So thanks to everybody tuned in. I know we miss y'all. Y'all miss us. I know it. I know.
Yeah.
I miss Magasia. Yeah. Again, you guys are tuned into the Miss Queen T Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio each and every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight we got a hot show lined up for you guys. And I'm super, super, super excited for this artist that we're going to bring on. I'll go ahead and let you guys know we got Blind Furry on the line. So definitely make sure you guys stay tuned for that. He will be, he's tuned in right now listening to all the hot independent artists that we have. He said he's over there vibing, so shout out to him. He will be coming live with us in a few minutes. So if you guys don't know who Blind Furry is, you guys make sure, shout out to my Instagram, watch me.
You guys stay tuned for that. Wait. Rewind? Shout out to who? Who we sitting there right now?
No. I got my auntie in the building. She's never seen me do the radio show. She's over there watching me, smiling.
I thought you said, okay.
Oh, no, my ex would never get a shout-out. My ex would never get a shout-out live on the air. You hear that?
Why not? Get you. Why not? You got to be nice to people, T. You have to be nice.
I am the nice one. Y'all don't know. Magasi is the mean one. Miss Queen, she's the nice one.
What? No. That's not true. I am the very nice woman. Queen, she's the devil, okay? She goes off on people on the Blow Radio. Don't get it twisted, my nigga. Miss Queen T, yeah. Y'all don't see? They want to see what it is. I'm excited.
But yeah, definitely.
I'm excited.
We have this exclusive showcase we're putting together for you guys March 6th.
Yeah.
We'll tell you guys more about that. Magasia, first and foremost, before we bring one, we're going to take one caller before we get into the interview. And then, you know, you callers, if you guys want to go live with us, you know, Magasia will tell you guys how to go live with us.
Oh, yeah.
But Magasia, let people know how they can tune in, call in, log on,
no.
and go live with us.
No.
So.
You know, I got to do my little introduction. You know, I do it every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? So definitely. So you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magafia show here on Next to Blue Radio every single Tuesday from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Like she said earlier, we have an exciting show for you guys tonight. We have a boy, Blind Free, definitely in the bed with us tonight. So now, for a lot of you guys that's tuning in right now, this is your first time ever tuning into the Miss Queen T and Magafia show. You never know what's going to be said. You never know who's going to call their blog. You never know what's going to happen. So we're full of surprises. Now, we already know you already dialed 718-664-9115. So that means if you're on the website right now tuned in and you want to talk to either myself, Miss Queen T, or Blind Fury, make sure you dial 718-664-9115. Now, make sure you press that 1. When you press that 1, you hear a lovely, beautiful, thick, sexy-ass chick say, "You're a non-cute." And yes, she works for Next to Blue Radio. I'm joking. No, she doesn't work for Next to Blue Radio or whatever, but you're going to hear her say, "You're a non-cute." When she says you're a non-cute, that's letting us know that you want to go live with us, and we are taking callers as they come in. So please be patient because we always have a high call volume every single Tuesday on Next to Blue Radio. So now if you want to go in the chat box to talk to us live or whatever in the chat box, make sure you type in www.blogtalkradio.com. That is blogtalkradio.com/Next to Blue Radio. Make sure you follow us. We finally, hallelujah, got Miss Queen T running on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you follow her on Instagram at Miss Queen T _XO. Make sure you follow me at Magafia Promotions, at she_is_Magafia, at Magafia_events, and I have a lot, and so on, or whatever. Make sure you follow at Next to Blue Radio on Instagram. We'll be launching that Instagram page next Monday, most definitely, so we can promote all of our other DJs on the show. Make sure you follow at Blind Fury. So well, we're going to take up one caller right now or whatever, and then we're going to go ahead and talk to you guys, get into this interview, and we're going to do what he do every Tuesday, how we do it. You already know.
Definitely. And like she said, make sure you guys press the 1 to go live with us, and, you know, we're going to get into the first caller. But Magafia, hold on,
Sorry, let's go ahead and get into the first caller, 870 area
code. Caller, you're live.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Lord.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Hello?
Yes,
yes. Your background is real loud.
What's good? It's your boy, Jay Biggs.
Oh, my God. Jay Biggs, where you been? MIA. We miss you.
Hey, I've been missing in action, but, hey, I'm fully, fully ready for duty. You feel me?
You know you still our bro. You know how we do.
You say what?
You're still our bro.
All day. You know what I'm saying? They say it's Next to Blow Radio, not to mention the new radio show that will be starting on Wednesdays, Real Talk Radio, under Next to Blow Radio. And like I said on my stat on Facebook, which you can follow me on Facebook, which is Jay Biggs, you know what I'm saying, Briggs. It'll be there. You'll see me. And like I said, if you ain't fucking with Next to Blow, how the hell you going to blow?
Exactly.
Right.
I'm fucking with it.
What's good?
What'd you hear? Next Blow Radio is the best.
Man, I heard that my boy Blind Fury is supposed to be on the line tonight.
Yes, of course.
And I know you be freestyling too, so you definitely gotta stay tuned for that.
Tell my dude Blind Fury, I ain't finna freestyle against him. He ain't finna get the pointing his fingers and bash me like he did Moon. I ain't going.
Oh my god, that was a crazy battle.
Hell no. Man, what? He said, Blind Fury said, "I see you shaking in your boots."
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Hey, I'm just being real. That's my guy. Dude really go hard. And if y'all ain't looked up on any of his music, I'm telling you, dude go hard. He singing, he rapping, the vibe that he brings on that music is crazy. It's stupid boy crazy. Go look him up on Facebook. That's where I've been catching it at. And, hey, y'all, We were friends, then we were lovers. Hey, y'all know nothing about that. That's that blind theory. Y'all better go see what my dude talking about, bro. Y'all better
Hell
go see what my dude talking about, bro.
That's major right there all day.
For real.
Yo, listen. Yo, Big, we're going to definitely bring you on the line so you can speak to him. So stay on the line. We got you. We're going to bring him on. I want to take one more caller. I think you might know who this is because I know who this is. It's a bromance theory. So we're going
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Okay, we definitely have to mute that. Somebody was on the airplane first class coming to Minnesota to fuck with me, right? Shout out to 347 New York in the building. But Jay Big, we gonna get into this interview. I think it's about time. It's anticipated. The callers are tuned in. They want to hear what Brian Fleury is going. And shout out to my girl Cadell too. She said she's tuned in.
We be shooting at them.
All right, Magafia, go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yes, we want to definitely introduce our guest of the night, Blind Fury. Welcome to Miss Queen T. Magafia show here on Next to Blow Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Yo, shout out to Jay Biggs, man. I don't give a fuck about nothing else right now but the homie Jay Biggs right now. Fuck everything else anybody talking about. I ain't never got that much love from one person in my life. Shout out to the homie Jay Biggs, man. Hold this shit down, make this shit official like tissue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh,
yeah, man. What's up, though, man? I'm kicking it. What's up with y'all, man? How y'all?
Chilling, vibing, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
First and foremost, welcome to Miss Queen T. Magafia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. It's a pleasure to have you. It's an honor to have you. And, you know.
It's an honor to be had by two fine females like that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yo, Magafia, okay, so Blind Furry tried to check us on Twitter earlier, right? I just got to say this. He tried to check us on He's crazy. He's like, I like how y'all promoting, but y'all not following me.
Yes,
but,
I
could have swore I'm following you, Blind Fire, but you're not following me. So
I'm following you now. I promise you I'm following you right now. That's how I be seeing everything.
Okay, cool. Let me see. I'm going on Twitter real quick and see what's good with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Blind Fury, I know you, first and foremost, if y'all don't know, we do have Blind Fury on the line. A lot of people weren't expecting you to really call in, so we definitely got Blind Fury on the line. Check his Twitter. He's tweeting about it. Speaking of the Twitter, Blind Fury, where can people find you, your music, your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
Let me see. The Facebook is The Real Blind Fury. Twitter is Blind Fury, at Blind Fury, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm doing everything. Like, Twitter is where I really be getting it out at. You know what I'm saying? Because I do the promo on Twitter, and then I be thinking my real-life thoughts on Twitter. Like, you never know what might come out of there. Instagram, I don't know. I know I have one, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
I was looking for you. I could have found you.
Yeah, but
shout out to the management. I think it's I know you have a Twitter under the Instagram. I think it's your label, maybe Three Way. What is it called?
Three Wise Men.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Fuck the Instagram shit. Fuck that shit. It's all about Twitter and Facebook. That's what we.
No,
that's what
it's
we
not.
At.
No, it's all about Instagram. Stop playing it. Instagram that new shit. You ain't even know
it. Bro. I can't see pictures. Fuck that shit.
Oh, man.
It's all good, though. It's all good. I didn't like Instagram either, but Magafia made me get Instagram, so I'm on Instagram.
I got you.
So, All right, so who inspired you to, you know, get into this music career? Like, you remember listening to somebody like, oh, my God, this is what I got to do, you know? Like, who started you off?
Well, how long have you got? Because I could give you cut and dry version. I could really take you on a trip, you know what I'm saying? Like,
let's go on a trip.
Right here on the Glow Radio. Let's see, back in like 88, I'm 34 years old, and it struck me as odd because it was different. I'm hearing beatboxing, like I'm hearing dudes do music with their mouth. Like, meanwhile, I'm breaking my mama's remotes, beating on coffee tables, trying to make rap beats, you know, as a kid. So time went on, you know, I collected some tapes, you know, and got into Tech N9ne real heavy. I got into a lot of Midwest music, like Bone Thugs and Tech N9ne. And Crucial Conflict and shit like that. And growing up in the South, obviously, you know, you hear DJ Screw and UGK and all that, so that influenced a whole lot of what I do, you know, anyway. Like, just, I guess, a cornucopia of different shit influenced me, you know what I'm saying, to get here.
Okay. Cool. I like that. I'm from the Midwest, too. We do got great music out here. I'm in Minnesota.
Y'all do, man. Y'all do got great music. I swear y'all do.
Yo! Speaking of Tech N9ne, you have a single with him, right? What is it called? So Lonely?
So Lonely. I got another one coming out on my album called Y'all Ain't Ready, so look out for that. Tech, we do a lot of work, man. We do a lot of good shit. Tech's a real good dude. He's real down to earth, man. That's my dude.
Okay. Do you remember the first single you ever recorded in the studio?
I recorded a bunch of freestyles. See, before I was writing music, I was just going, like, I was just freestyling. Like, motherfuckers would come to me and be like, yo, I got this spot. We can go record, go freestyle. They throw on beats, and I just go, you know, freestyle. I think the first beat I ever recorded myself freestyling to was that Gina Thompson song, The Things You Do. You know, see, I'm going to take it way back on you. And Crisscross, Nice, those were the two beats that I recorded myself actually rapping on first. And then I started kind of writing and, you know, getting into it.
Okay. So
when you're speaking of studio, when you're in the studio, what three things must you have present while you're in the studio recording?
Weed, and more weed.
Oh, man, just say no. Just
saying,
no.
Oh, and some beats. You gotta have some beats. You can't record no beats.
You're right.
You're sitting there smoking in a quiet ass room automatic. Full of people.
That's automatic,
right?
Okay.
There.
So you freestyle, you rap, you know, you do all that, you sing. So what do you enjoy doing more?
I enjoy playing keyboard. More than all that, I enjoy making music. Like, I can't say that I enjoy one thing any more than the other because everything just kind of hits me different. Like, I was a church boy I grew up playing, you know, keyboard and organ in the church. So I like to put chords together and make melodies and, you know, bullshit sing around. Like, my people hate that shit because I'll get to playing some shit that's real hot and then stop right in the middle of that shit. Like, oh, yeah, I ain't ready for that shit. Right? They hate that shit.
Well, I know I had saw a couple of the videos that you had did from your live performances, and I saw you playing the keyboard, definitely. Do you include that in all your live shows, performances?
I try to. I mean, you know, when you get booked at them hole-in-the-wall clubs, though, all they really want you to do is come with a show CD, and that's it. Like, you know, if I can get the band booked, then I get the band booked, but it's kind of hard flying a bunch of people out to different places and paying for this shit and that shit and motherfucker beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. If you guys don't know, you guys are in the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area,
right.
Blind Flurry will be out here December 5th and the 6th at Shuttle to Realize. He will be at the Poorhouse. It's a very nice venue, so I'm hoping that we get to hear the whole live band. So.
No, we're not gonna get the band out there. The band ain't gonna be out there.
Not by my doing.
I think it's, yo, man. People be on their own shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can promise you I will be there, and I can promise you that I will deliver a hell of a performance. But, you know,
right?
I don't know what nobody else gonna do.
It's understandable.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. So do you have an official website?
I'm at therealblindfury.com. You know, that's you know, my website, and then furiesworld.blogspot.com, I think, still works. We got to get therealblindfury.com kind of redesigned because some of them links, they dead or don't work or something for whatever reason. People be telling me that shit. I'm getting on it. You know what I'm saying? I can only do so much. I make the music and record it. What the fuck else? You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I ain't tripping.
I already know. Trust me. It's a lot to take. It's definitely
something.
So let's go back a little bit to BC.
Let's take it way back.
Let's take it way back in the past. You know, what made you enter the 106 and Park freestyle battle competition? What made you enter the competition?
One of my mans was like, yo, you should really do it. You should really. It's an interesting story, actually. Like, I wasn't going to do it. I had done a battle back in 03 on MTV, and it didn't really work out at the time for whatever political reasons, you know, whatever. And so I was kind of away from the whole battling thing. I just wanted to write music, you know, and make music and just try to, you know, grassroots it. And my mans was like, no, I'm going to sign you up for this. I'm gonna, you know, we're going to get this. I'm going to take you out there. I was going to do it. So we hopped in the car. I had the flu, mind you. I'm sick as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So we ride all the way to D.C. I'm, you know, drinking cough medicine, which I would normally do recreationally, but this time I was actually doing it because I was sick. Anyway, so we go up there, and I'm battling this dude and that dude and this dude and that dude, and I got a fever and whatnot. Woo, woo, woo. They tell me, yo, we're going to give you a call. I'm thinking the whole time, like, yo, they probably not going to call me, man. They tell that to everybody. Oh, we're going to call you. Nah, nah, nah. So I go back, I'm chilling, whatever, and a partner of mine, his wife, she sees things. Like, I don't know how in tune y'all are with, you know, people in their spirituality and whatnot, but, like, she told me, she said, you're going to be on there, and you're going to be on there with P. Diddy. The first time, you're going to be on there with Diddy. I'm like, no, I'm not, man, you tripping. I'm not going to be on there no damn 106 apart with Diddy, man, whatever. And turned out they called me in December, told me, yo, you're going to be on there this day. This is who's hosting. This is what's this. This is what's that. I'm like, all right, word. Get up there, and that's what it was. I'm like, the rest is history. I'm here.
Hell yeah. You had to stay. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, it's fun, man. I'm liking this vibe, man. Y'all cool as fuck.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm digging this,
right? You too. We got somebody named DJ Drandell said that he was trying to talk to Blind Free. I'm tuned in. That nigga hella dope. I'm fucking with him. Heavy.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just a real person.
We definitely getting good feedback.
I'm little old me in a big old world, man. I don't do too much, man. I don't make a lot of noise, man. It's just little old me. You feel me?
No, you ain't got a lot
right,
of noise.
Right.
Yo, so like, speaking of the battle rapping, is there a battle rapper out there that you would like to go up against that you have not yet?
No. I don't like the box that people get put in when they do too much battle rapping, because oftentimes people will throw that stigma at you like, he's a battle rapper. He ain't going to make no music. He's going to be whack. He's going to be corny. He can spit battle rhymes. What can he do next? I don't want to be put in that box. It's already, you know, bad enough that over my head is the 106 shit. Like, before anybody says, yo, Fury's hot. He makes dope music. All you're trying to do is 106. Yeah, him. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I mean, I have a lot of friends who do, like, Hollow the Dawn. Shout out to Hollow the Dawn. Like, that's my homie. Like, outside of this rap shit, we kick it, you know. So, I see what goes on. I'm not with it. I'll let them have that battle shit. I respect it for what it is, but I don't want to be put in there.
Okay. So, you know, I got to ask you a little bit earlier and whatnot. So, can we expect a little freestyle battle here with you mentioning Miss Queen T. Magathia and Next to Blow Radio?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know, man. You know, I be on some bullshit sometimes, man.
We love the bullshit. We love bullshit. That's what we do. We love bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? This Next to Blow Radio with bullshit ain't nothing. That's what we do.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, man. I don't know, man. I might spit some bars before I get out of here somehow. Man, I'm just filling it out. I'm vibing with y'all right now.
Yay.
It's okay. You don't need to set no bars, but you can spit an acapella. I mean, I know you can sing. You have vocal for you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I might be some of y'all.
You know, I have to look bars, you feel me? I'm about to love two bars, no blind for it. You know what I make a do what I do. You want me to squeak to it, still love some, something like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have so much in Minnesota. I swear to God.
I'm going to kill myself. That's it.
What you said, Queen T? We're
going to
hear what you
said. Suicide if I even try to do anything. Try suicide.
Nah, two bars, man. Two bars. That's what's in right now. Two bars.
Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. Anyways, you know what, Blind Furry? I want to get into some callers. You know, the callers want to ask you some questions. But before I do that, I want to get into one of your tracks that I love this track. It's called Amnesia. Can you talk about this song for the listeners?
Song is, you know, the song I wrote during a very angry period at the studio because I was like, man, like, motherfuckers be asking me for shit. I ain't got it. You want to act like you're brand new, you Hollywood now, you don't anything like that. Like, no, you do for me, but you ain't get that. That's basically where the song comes from.
Okay.
Cool.
All right,
we'll
have
to get into that chat right now, right here on Next to the Radio.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
No.
I always say, Breezy, I don't try.
I do.
And y'all need to know. Talking about y'all need to know. Talking about what y'all need to know. If you hated on me when I was trying to get it, homie, all I gotta say is one thing. I needed something done, and my homies did it for me. Nowadays I got groupies and stripper bitches stripping for me. Every album that I drop, all the tracks are single. And I make the bitches pop like a pack of Pringles. Pills or chips, you decide. Either way I'm bad for you, so you're bound to die. I'm down to ride. When it come to mine, all I'm worrying about lately is number signs. I'm on the grind, from sunshine to set. You ain't heard no motherfucking shit like this yet. If you hated on me when I was trying to get it, homie, all I gotta say is one thing. Market that, nah. We know you play the keys, do something more than rap, sing. Bring Ray Charles back. Where Steve the Wonder at? I'm doing this independent, so you won't get none of that. No. I'm making my money stack while y'all sitting hating on it. Keeping it underground in the streets, still waiting on it. You conversating on it, plotting my downfall. It ain't my fault that I'm running the underground, y'all. My conversations comprise of grinding and bitches. If you ain't talking that, then just get the mind in your business and go. If you hated on me when I was trying to get it, homie, all I gotta say is one thing. I did it, homie. I gotta
say is one thing, I did it, homie.
For real.
By my fucking self.
So,
I don't need you.
No.
I can't remember shit, it's like I got amnesia.
Yeah.
I got amnesia.
Who are you?
I got amnesia.
Where am I?
I don't know your dog, it's like I got amnesia.
You alive?
I got amnesia.
Who are you?
I got amnesia.
Where am I?
I can't remember y'all, it's like I got amnesia.
Yeah.
Who produced that track right there?
My little partner Jay Breezy, man, my little player partner from down here, you know what I'm saying? He do his thing, you know what I'm saying? He making a little bit of noise, about to make his noise a little bit.
I definitely enjoyed it.
Sitting over here, I'm sitting over here looking at Twitter, watching the follower count go up like, wow.
Yeah. Y'all already know.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Pastor Cavarcia, Nagarcia.
Yay.
Hey. That's funny. Yo, okay, Blackberry, like we promised, we're going to go ahead and get into some callers so the fans can, you know, ask you some questions. So if you guys are tuned in, I'm going to need you guys to press 1. We're going to take a few calls and let you guys talk to Blind Flurry. So, like I said, make sure you guys press the 1, and that will let us know you guys are trying to go live with us. So we're going to get into the first caller from the 347 area code. 347, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, man, it's the real Matori, man. You know what I'm saying? Calling you straight out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, man. You know, said I'm on a train right now, man, but Joe Blancieri, man, I just wanted to send a shout-out to you, bro. You keep doing what you're doing, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I peeped you when you was doing the battles and all that shit, bro, and regardless if, you know what I'm saying, what anybody else say, bro, you got that talent, you know what I'm saying? So keep doing your numbers, you hear me?
I appreciate it, bro, I appreciate it.
That's already, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, from one freestyle champion to another. Keep
yeah,
doing your thing,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right, real
already.
Yo, Flurry, he's not even lying either. He's a beast. Like, he's a beast, so.
I believe him. No, look, I believe him. I'm going to tell you why I believe him, because when he got on the phone, he had that real menace to put, yeah, what's up? It's your boy calling from out of Philly. I'm about to rock your fucking dome. Shit,
bro. Yeah, we definitely going to link up, man. I'm going to hit you up on that Twitter, man. We're going to talk some more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, hit me up, bro.
Real talk, man. We're going to link up and see if we could get some collab or something, man. You know what I mean? Because I like your style. So then regardless of, like, where you from, you feel me? Like, it don't matter where you from, it's where you at. And I like where your flow at. So, yeah, man, we definitely going to link. You heard?
Let's do it. Early.
Already.
Yeah.
Queen P, appreciate that, all right? Shout out to Next to Blow, too, man. Holla.
Cool.
Yep.
All right, shout out to the real Maturi. That's the real Maturi right there on Twitter. Let's go ahead and get into another caller. 612-382. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Chat out in the house. What up, though?
Hey, how you doing?
What up, Tadao?
What's going on, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm good. I know you calling from the – are you calling to speak to Black Free? Are you trying to win these tickets for these events out here that he's coming out?
Man, I'm calling for several reasons. I'm calling because I support Next to Blow. I support goddamn Blind Fury, goddamn. I'm calling because I just want to say what up to everybody in the goddamn world that's listening right now. And win them tickets.
Yeah. Yo, let me tell you something about little bro right here. He sound like my partner from out of Charlotte, man, Young Nut. He was on, I got him on 106 in Park 2. He sound just like Young Nut.
That's crazy, but I'm a sheet, Ferry. What's going on, man? I'm Recess Kid Red, a.k.a. Tad Al.
Damn, but see there, my partner got a little high-pitched voice like that, too. That's why I said that. No, look, my partner be like, hey, what's up, bro? I'm real.
It's all love, though. You already know.
Most definitely.
We're going to chop it up when I get out there to that Minnesota. We're going to chop it up and things.
Oh, most definitely. We can do that, man. We can do that. Hey.
Yeah,
but, you know how I do, Queen. I just wanted to call in and say what's up to y'all. Most definitely say what's up to Fury, man. Keep doing your thing. Stay blessed, brother. And of course, I seen you on that 106 in Park smashing everybody. So shit, man.
Uh-huh.
Keep doing it. Real talk.
Word. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that.
Definitely. Well, shout out to you, Tadal, for calling in. I said the first caller that calls in from the Twin Cities, because, you know, we get a lot of callers not just in the Twin Cities, so our callers calling from all over. So shout out to Tadal. You know, she won these tickets to this event. So on behalf of Next to Blow Radio, because Next to Blow Radio is sponsoring that those two events out here, December 5th at the 4th.
I was in a contest and didn't even know Raise the Roof got it good. Yes.
Yeah, you know it. You ain't even know it.
Nah, that's what's up, though. Shout out.
You,
shout out to Next.
You did one of them tickets. You ain't even know it.
You did.
Word.
All right. Shout out to Tadal. And like I said, real quick, you guys cities. Don't hang up just because you guys didn't win the tickets. You guys come out December 5th. To the Poorhouse, Blind Flurry will be in the building, so make sure you guys come check that out December 6th, which is a freestyle battle we're having out here, and Blind Flurry will be one of the guest judges, so make sure you guys come out. Guest judges, he's a judge, he's not competing. A lot of people have been, you know, asking me, oh, yeah, I'll go up against Blind Flurry, I'll go up against
him. No, you're not.
He's murdered me,
no,
but
you're not. No, you're not. I'm going to let that out, battle you. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let that out with that ass real quick. Yeah.
She's
an artist too, so yeah, most definitely.
Definitely. Shout out to Tadal. See you tonight, Tadal, at the Roz Lounge. Let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 706 area.
Check this out, though. Before you do that, let me tell you something. Besides Nikki Rich, this is the most fun I have ever had on Blog Talk Radio. I mean that shit, too. Like, I really
I'm glad you're having fun. That means you're going to come back, right?
Man, yeah, I'm going to come back whenever y'all want. I might just call up here sometimes just bullshit with y'all.
Hell yeah. Are we down?
That's more than welcome to any time. You could even guest co-host with us one day if you're down.
I might do that. I might just call in and guest co-host and things, man.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Hey, we might have to do like a freestyle battle or whatever, and you can be one of our judges. We did that a while back.
One
so
time, and it
that'll
was
be dope.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now look, Lord. when I get out there, I'm gonna see y'all. Right, we gonna talk. I'm not going
to
see y'all out there.
I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
I said, when I get out there and do these events, like, y'all going to be out there, right? We're going to party and chop it up, right? We're going to have fun, right?
Miss Queen, she's in Minnesota, and Magazine's in Miami, Florida.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be out here, Blind Flurry, in Minnesota, but you definitely, we'll definitely be kicking it. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah,
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, you better be. Baby powder in the left hand, Hennessy in the right hand. We're going to get it all the way in.
Yep.
Shout out to Dope Ass Music. Oh my God, he's crazy.
Right,
he's out there in Cali. Let's get into some more callers. Area code 706. You're live with us. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Casual.
Casual.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
What up, Casual?
Hey, what's going on, Blind Fairy, man? Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, man, I'm out here, you know, doing my army thing in the woods right now. So, you know, just calling y'all with hopefully a little bit of signal. So, just wanted to call and say what's up. You know, yeah, I'm out here cold. But,
Hey, man, but you're doing a good work out there, though, bro. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're doing a good work. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
little service, no service.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I'm glad you feel that way.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I feel that way because it's the politically correct thing to say. Now, if you talk to me off the air, then we'll probably have a whole different conversation, but, you know.
I'm out here, man. But, yeah, hey, man, keep doing your thing, man. Like I said, with Lil Artie, you know what I'm saying? You killed his career. I don't hear him nowhere. What's his name? Artisan.
Yeah.
They, I think they stopped. I think they went in the church or something.
Yeah, he probably gave his life over, you know, recommitted himself, you know, dedicated himself or whatever. Praise the Lord. God is good.
So, I mean, so what's going on, you know? I'm sitting here, like, interviewing you like I'm one of the hosts or something.
Man, ain't nothing, bro. I'm just grinding it out right now, man, trying to, you know, put the budget together, put the album, you know, in the right hands, you know, and market it the right way and really get it out, man. It take a lot, you know, when you don't got a lot to put into it, you know, it happened a whole lot slow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's what it is.
We appreciate you, Casual.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Casual. Definitely thank you.
Shout out to Casual, man. He is far from casual. He out there in the woods, cold. You don't dress casual in the cold. Know that.
R&B sensation, baby.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Be all that you can be.
Wow.
Before we get into the next caller, I want to shout out everybody.
Wait a minute, Queen. Who you want to shout out? You just kind of went.
She went blank.
Oh, I'm going to shout out. I want to shout out you. That's who I want.
The hell happened to her?
She's gone.
Can't hear you. Yeah, you're just running your mouth and we don't hear you.
We can't see.
What happened to you? What you got with them little earpieces on? You got an earpiece on?
No, I dropped my phone and I'm using my phone right now. I'm actually getting ready. No way.
Oh, yeah, you ready for tonight?
Yeah, if y'all don't know, I'm at the Roz Lounge every Tuesday, you know, giving these artists an opportunity to perform. So if you guys are upcoming artists or already an artist or whatever, you guys want to showcase your talent, make sure you guys come out to the Roz Lounge in St. Paul every Tuesday event sponsored and promoted by Next to Blow Radio. So
I'm going to start spending a lot of time in Minnesota, man.
Definitely, I can't wait till you come out to definitely see that and, you know, scope it out, listen to what we got to offer out here. So.
Mm-hmm. I need to find me a butt plug while I'm out there, too.
Nice
chronic plug, you know what I'm saying? Some loud.
No, Tadal can help you with that. Tadal can help you with that. Tadal likes the bitches, so Tadal, she can help you.
Cool.
Yo, Rochelle, you heard that. I know the promoter that booked you, she's on the line too listening. So you heard that right from the man. He want to find an ass plug.
Not an ass plug. Say that. I said a bud plug, a chronic plug.
He need that granddaddy, that kush.
There you go, that OG perp.
Yeah, you already know. That's that shit right there.
Let's go ahead and bring another caller from the 510 area code. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy. Dope ass music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter West Coast Bay Area stand up. Tommy, what's up, Queen T? You know what I'm saying? T went wet in the building. What's up, Magasio Lines with Hannah say? You know what I'm saying? What's up, my man,
Blind Fury?
Dope-ass
music.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. Dope-ass music.
He a dope-ass nigga all day.
Hey, man, I'm just tuning in. You already know I got to support you, Ms. Queen T, and my man Blind Fury, he's over there. You saying he's turning up. He act like this is his home. He got some chicken and Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm just chilling right now. I'm having fun, man. It's cool. It's love, bro.
As my man said, there's three things I need. Dylon.
Yes, Dylon of blood. That's my murder. I read boom, blah, one of them, you know?
Wow.
Hey, man, big up to you, man, and definitely I love to see indie artists, you know, take that next level, get to that next stage, and shine, bruh, you know, take their passion and actually do something with it, man. So, hey, big ups to you. I can't really say nothing much. I just want to go so I can rob Bow Wow. That's the only reason why I go to 106 and Park, just to rob Bow Wow, but other than that, you know what I'm saying, that's pretty, You see, I can't get there. They already know. We already robbed 2 Chainz. They like, nah, I can't. Nah, don't bring that nigga dope. I'm bringing the nigga dope.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm quiet, I
feel
that real quick, okay?
Huh?
Word.
All
right. Oh, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say, Magasia?
I said if I'm quiet, I have to put the phone on me real quick. I got to take care of that real quick, okay?
All right, that's on me. All right. Yo, let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 763 area code. 763-807.
I got hoes in for area code. Oh, my bad.
Hello.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I see?
Yeah, do you see what I hear? I hear hoes.
Hold on, I don't know about hearing hoes, baby, but what's up? This your girl, Miss Chocolate, the Monday night host on Next to Blow Radio. What's the deal, Queen T? What's up, Blind Fury? Welcome to the show.
What's happening?
Miss Forrest Gump's on the line. Miss Forrest Gump's on the line. Uh-oh. I keep running and running and running.
Hey, if y'all missed our show last night, Queen T, the topic was, what movie title do you put on your pussy or your dick? And mine was Forrest Gump because I keep the niggas running and running and running. Way back for some more chocolate. Mm. Yo, my furry, I think he wants to play. Yo, my furry, Miss Chocolate, she's our Monday night host on Next to Blow Radio. Sex After Dark talks about nothing but sex topics, games, and everything. So, we should. Are you down to play the game? One of her topics.
I play one of her topics. You know me.
Right, okay, okay.
I'm grown.
I play with both her topics.
I bet you will. You can
play with both of my 44 double D topics. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So your game is the movie title. I want you to tell me if you had to put a movie title on your private part, what would it be and why?
It would be Menace to Society.
Why did my co-host say that last night? What is your reason for Menace to Society?
Because I be fucking old dogging these bitches. Oh no.
Lucky you said I put them in the wheelbarrow. I put them in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. They smoke good and right in front of you. What you gonna do, girl?
That's what's up. My co-host Mike Robb last night, his answer was because he stays strapped. That means he running through the bitches and he got all the hoes, but he gotta keep it strapped.
Right, wrap it up.
Just a little sample of what we do on Monday nights, man. We do sex topics, sex games, and we keep the music, you know, real sexy for the folks that like to tune in. So if you ever get an opportunity, Monday nights at 10 o'clock, same number you called in tonight, check us out. That's how we get down. But I'm glad we got you on the show, and I can't wait till you get to Minnesota to see you.
I got the website in my favorites, so I'm about to be listening to it and checking it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be with you.
And if you got any songs, I'm gonna have to check your songs out, babe. We got in the queue. But if you got any songs that are for the ladies, fucking freaky, sexy songs, they will get played on Monday night.
Right, I got something for you. Don't even worry about it. I got something for you.
What's up? Yo, you're gonna have to email over some of your music and yo, Chocolate, he's a singer too. So if you don't know, he be singing.
Ooh,
he be
all right now.
Yeah, girl. Hey, Queen,
do it all.
Put him on the spot. Can we get that acapella?
I already tried to have him do the acapella, but I don't know if he wants to do it. Let's try again. Are you ready yet?
I ain't about to do that.
It's all good, Queen. We just going to get him real nice and rocked up when he gets to Minnesota, and he going to be singing like a canary.
That's right.
Damn, y'all plotting on my man over there? I'm just saying, man.
That's right, dope man. You just all out the loop now, bruh.
Right. You need to hurry up and come from Cali, Minnesota. You see what's happening right now. We got all type of people coming. You see, I got my dude Mike Robb here this week. We got Blind Fury coming. We got all these artists and people coming. What's dope ass music going to get that play ticket and come hop up Minnesota and come give us some of that West
Coast
flavor?
Y'all think you got this thing called snow and
And I'm not like hit the summertime or something because y'all ain't got enough snow buddies out there to keep me warm. It's
oh my
cold.
God. Hey, we are the land of 10,000 lakes, which means for every lake there's about 1,000 snow bunnies for you. Stop playing.
I need a snow buddy. I got about
15 Beckys lined up for Blind Fury when he get here.
I don't like Beckys. I don't like
Beckys.
I
got about 15 bone quiches for you then.
I like Becky very much. Shout out to Plies. Shout out to Plies. I love Becky.
You even had them, Becky. I don't want them. You even had them.
Not the Beckys. Becky. Now,
oh,
I mean,
yeah, Becky. Becky is all right. But
yeah.
Becky is cool.
So before we get into the 863 number, I want to know, speaking of females, what do you look for in a female blinder?
She gotta be smart. She gotta, you know, have a sense of humor and be able to laugh at things. Like, she can't be, you know, always getting offended. Like, why do you say bitch so much? Why do you say this? No, like. And she can't be clingy. Like, if I don't call you when I say I'm going to call you, give me a chance to call you before you call my phone, start getting with that. What you doing? Where you at? Who you with? Like, cut that out. Stop it. No. I need independence in my life. Like, before you love me, you got to love you.
All right, real talk. Hashtag it, real talk. Hey, but Queen T, Magassie, rhymes with Hannah Say, you know what I mean? And my man, Blind Fury, I got to get to my show. Appreciate y'all having me on. Hey, Blind Fury, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Big ups to you.
You got it. You got it.
All right, Chop, I'm going to keep you live if you want. Magassie had to handle a business call. So that's
better fix your phone again, Queen. That's what you had better do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm hosting the show because Queen's phone is messed up. So I can't control bringing in other callers.
Can you hear me now?
So, yeah, I can hear you now.
Queen, you would do it so good, natural. See, have you ever thought about doing radio too?
Yeah, I mean, I got the voice for it. People tell me all the time I should do it.
You do?
I just haven't really gotten into it. I could do it late night, maybe.
Oh, that late night phrase. Like, what's
mm-hmm.
up? There's your voice.
This is
your
okay, there's Magassia. No, like this. Watch this. What's going on, everybody? It's the Fly Midnight Rider, Blind Fury, taking you into the 1 o'clock hour.
Okay. Yo, I'm feeling that right now. What? You want a little sex operator or whatever? I pay that $199 a minute. What? Yes, let's do it. Put in my credit card.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, punch in that number.
Let's go ahead and get into the next caller, 863 area call. You're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, man? It's DJ Chill 305. What's going on?
Hey. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, representing the whole state of Florida. You know, I'm just an upcoming producer. I was just listening at y'all for the first time tonight, you know, Blonde for what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just getting at you, you know, letting the people know, man, y'all go out and make sure y'all go download that Wake Up Season by K.O. Mr. Say So, man, IG him, Facebook him, everything, you know, it is what it is. Blonde Furry. Big ups to you, big homie. We will be working with you real soon. Like I say, it's just grind time right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I see you, DJ Chuck. What's up? We'll see you for comments tonight, most definitely.
Say that again, man.
Definitely.
I said,
we, you know, for all the way from Miami, all the way to Tallahassee, Florida. We covering each region right now, so. You know, as I say, on that pimp, man, numbers don't lie, man.
No, they don't. Numbers don't lie anywhere. I don't care where you're at, but I feel you.
Right. So, you know, any upcoming events, man, y'all check out on IG. We will keep in touch. And y'all, big ups with the show, man. I like what y'all doing, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. You too. Thank you. Before
mm-hmm.
we get into some more
music. I want to get into, like, another track before we let you go. I'm not sure if you have anything you need to get to, Blind Fury.
I don't got nothing to do with it. Man, don't worry about it.
Okay, then. Well, let's go ahead into this next caller. 879 area code, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from? Area code 870.
What's good, what's good, what's good?
Hey, what's good? What's going on? Who are we talking to tonight?
Man, this JB. Y'all better act like I don't know.
Oh, shit, my bad. I didn't even know it. Shit, my bad. Don't shoot me, dog.
J-Biggs in the building. J-Biggs in the building.
What's good with it, blind man? What's good with it?
What's good with it, Big J?
Bro, when I say, I sit and watch 106 in Park and watch you murder all the niggas every week, it was like watching my favorite Love and Hip Hop show or some shit. Like, nigga, I was tuning in every day before 106 came on, like, he finna murder this dude. Ooh, he finna murder this dude.
Man, I used to be so nervous on there. I used to be shook every single week.
I believe you. But that's what motivates you to go that much harder. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't nothing but fuel, you know, because I do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I get nervous when I get on stage. Or sometimes even I'm in the studio, but... You know, I tend to close my eyes, bro, and just get lost in it. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you got to do it, man. Just get in a cloud and lose yourself.
Indeed. Hey, I've been checking out some of your music here now lately, man. And that Turn Up the Sprite,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's hard.
That's about that good old lean drink. You know what I'm saying? That's about that good old dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. You feel me?
That's how we do it where I'm from. We sit in mud, you
bro, that shit was hard. I give you a props, bro. That shit hard. I checked out a lot of your music, and I must say I was feeling your convo when you were saying that, you know, a lot of people put you in the category of 106 in Park and being a battle rapper. But, hey, I'm here to tell you, I done checked this man's music out, and when I see dude really going hard. So much respect as an artist, as well as a battle rapper, as well as just a person that has the passion to keep doing this, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, you know?
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it. I do.
Indeed. And, Miss Queen, you going to have to spend that big spender one good time for my mans?
Definitely. He was tuned in early for the interview to see what we was playing on Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah.
So.
I like what I hear. I like all this Midwest music, man. Midwest music has always been dope to me, man, you know, from the Crucial Conflicts and the psychodramas, you know, and everything in between, man. All that.
Well, I tell you what, I love it too. But me, I'm from Arkansas, and we down south in the country. And I'm one of the few down south artists that actually puts the lyric to the paper instead of making you jig. But I can still do it all. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, big ups, bro. Keep yourself motivation and keep moving like you've been doing, man. Can't nobody stop you, man. You already done been in the public eye. They know who Blind Fury is. If they don't, then it's their fucking fault. Tell them get some glasses.
There you go. All right.
But Miss Queen,
Miss Queen,
this powder in the left hand, Hennessy in the right. What, huh? When this happened? Man, let me tell you something, Blind Fury. Let me tell you something. We used to have a nice little old show called Next Blow, Hell No. You know what I'm saying? Hell
mm-hmm.
No. And it used to be like five of us on there. We was like really just always acting the ass. And, I remember me calling them Team Wet Wet. I don't remember nothing about no slap powder Hennessy with the dope-ass music coming in making up new names because I was gone for a minute. But it's cool. It's cool.
It's all one
love. We back at it.
We back at it.
Yep.
But like I said, man, much love, man. Y'all stay on it. Hey, I got to get out of here because I got this burger sitting right here next to me. I got the smash on it. Family, house full of family. I'm finna have to slide out. I done tuned in all night. I tell y'all what, I'm going to get at y'all, Blind Fury. Like I said, keep your head straight. Miss Queen, you hit me up on that business. My guy said, stay on your shit out there in my A. And shit, it is what it is.
What it is.
There you go.
Thanks. All right. Yo, Vic, you can go ahead and just mute your mic. Before we get into this, I want to ask a couple questions. So is there any albums or mixtapes out there that, you know, people can go download or buy or purchase, anything like that?
I mean, I got three mixtapes that came out, Fury Friday 1 and 2, and the Do You See What I Hear mixtape is out. They all on that piss. The album is dropping first quarter of next year. I want to say, like, January, February. I'm not sure. It's one of them Aries, you know, one of them U Aries. So you look out for one of them U Aries, and you're going to find U album. You dropping in U stores somewhere. You feel me?
Hey. You ain't even know it.
Nope, I didn't even know. I ain't even know.
All right, babe. Well, make sure you guys go do that.
Me and Queen will have a lot of fun getting drunk in Minnesota. I'm telling you, it's going to be turn up.
Oh, my
turn
God.
Down
she had, make sure you got drinks for me. Oh, my God, yes. Drink lots of Hennessy. Lots of
Absolutely.
Hennessy.
And I'm going to blow lots of loud. No, I'm going to get some of that Minnesota loud.
Yeah,
have a good time with
that. I don't even smoke, y'all, and I might have to hit the blood. I don't know. I don't even smoke. Y'all ain't here.
It's not good for you. Don't do it. Just say no.
No, say yes. No. Say yes all the time to everything.
Oh, my God.
What's your, life free, what is your booking information? They want to book you for a show, and they want to book you to judge an event. What is your booking information?
You can hit me up on Twitter. You can email blindfuryteam@gmail.com. Like I said, the best way to do it, you know, hit me up on the Twitter or on the Facebook, you know, hit me on the email, and we work it out from there, you know, and see what's happening and what transpires from it, man. I'm, you know, trying to get in where I fit in, you feel me?
Definitely. So, I have another question. Back when I was in elementary school, I had took this class. They had gave us some classes to choose from, extra classes, and I had took Braille back when I was in middle school and then some
now,
in high school.
How long
school,
ago
and
was
I,
that, Queen?
Oh, so you're asking me my age, like...
Yeah, I'm trying to know what type of woman I'm going to be, you know, talking to, you know, dealing with this
okay.
business, you know.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, I'm 25.
There you go.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And yes, I graduated high school. So.
Good. Okay,
right.
So you took Braille.
So I just want to know, like, okay, so they had, like, these typewriters, and, you know, you write stories, and I was learning how to write stories. So I want to know, like, if you ever, or if you do, or if you ever did, like, when you're writing your rhymes down, would you ever use one of those typewriters to write your rhymes?
No, I haven't used a Braille writer since 96. True life shit. I'm going to clear up some while we're talking about it, because I know I'm going to get a million tweets about, yo, well, how you be tweeting? I thought you was blind. Yo, people make me sick, bro. People is ignorant as fuck. Like, people will think that, you know, just because you can't see, you're not supposed to read a book, or you're not supposed to send a text message, or this or that, or third. Like, it's called technology. Like, my phone and my computer, they talk, like, so they read to me what's printed out on the screen, and as I write, you know, I can use key commands and figure out what I'm writing, you know, or by memory. Like, I took a keyboarding class when I was 7, 8 or so. So I always knew how to type. All that Braille shit, it I don't know, more than anything, cramped my style. Like, I was into some other shit back then. Like, in that clunky-ass Braille writer made too much damn noise. You'd be in class, you know, and the clunk, 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 damn all that. Like, I'm cool. And then the books were, because you had Braille, the books were so big that they came in like 6, 7 volumes instead of one. So my history book was like 10, 11 books. And after a while, I was like, man, that shit's heavy, man. Fuck that shit. I'm going to get on a laptop, man, and work this shit out. So that's what I did. I haven't used a Braille writer since like 95, 96 for real.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Yeah,
people who
I
do. I mean, you know, if that's how you get your information, then, hey, get it, bro. Knowledge is power, you feel me? But I don't do it. I will say something real quick, though. I would say this. When I be in elevators, I really do be reading the buttons in the elevators just to fuck with people. Like,
oh, man. Oh, my God. What is he doing?
Yeah, right?
All right. Besides the being blind, what would you say your biggest obstacle was to overcome in your career? Or life, career, life, anything.
Let me see. I would say my fear of performing. Like, I wasn't always so eager to get on a stage and rap and perform for people. Like, there was a time when I knew I was hot, but I was kind of, I don't know, like, not really comfortable in it yet. So I could rap for you all day if it was, you know, two or three of us. But then if you put me on a microphone in front of a couple hundred people back then, I would have froze up. Like, oh, man, I'm not ready for this. I'm not. So that was real kind of hard to overcome, I think.
Okay.
Understandable.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say What? Would you say your toughest? Oh wait. Go ahead, Magasi. She felt like she needs to get that question out.
No. Go ahead. I have something to say, but that's for the end of the interview. You know what I'm saying? I'm a top show.
Okay.
Look, she already ready to rush me out of here. I see how it goes.
No.
No. You can stay. You can stay after hours too. So I want to know, like, who would you say your toughest competitor was, you know, in the, you know, battle in?
A lot of people say Moon. I say D-Dave.
Yeah.
And D-Dave really didn't get that far, but D-Dave had me worried more so than any, like, I'm gonna give y'all the exclusive. I'm gonna give Next to Blow Radio the exclusive. Don't nobody got this information right here unless you was there. So you go world premiere. I was so nervous. Like, okay, they would tell me the week before a battle who I would battle. So I would go home and I would YouTube them, you know, and watch their work and see what it was about. I was so nervous getting ready to battle D-Dave that I got drunk. Like, I got so drunk. I drank the night before the battle all the way up until the battle. Like, I snuck a flask into the BT. I was drunk and disorderly because I was that nervous. Like, I pulled the battle off and, you know, and everything went okay, but they was about to be able to, they were like, you cannot come back up here like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's not something I'm proud of. It's just something that it did happen, and that was my toughest competitor, was D-Dave. Like, I got a lot of respect for Moon and everybody I battled, but D-Dave had his shit together, man.
Okay.
Wow.
That's understandable.
Y'all heard that right here first on Next to Blow Radio.
Cool.
I mean, that's real shit, though. That's real.
You can be honest with us, so we respect you that.
Speaking of Moon, I know you guys go ahead. What'd you say?
I was sitting up on YouTube drinking Jägermeister and watching D-Dave battles all night. I thought, I'm going to finish with this. I thought it was going to make me feel better about drinking, but it just made me more nervous. I was more nervous then. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
What is your win-lose ratio for battling?
I ain't never lost a battle. I win every battle. Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, you put God before everything and you let God walk into the ring with you, you're not gonna lose.
That's right. All right, well, I wanna get into a track by you. It's a short track I have pulled. And we're going to definitely have to get some more music from you. I know the file that we had got didn't work in, so I got some music. Let me pull up on my switchboard. But I like that freestyle you got with Moon 2, the Wu-Tang remix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope, right? I had fun doing that. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely.
Since I left this one right here, I know you tweeted about it a little bit earlier, the music like this. Can you let the listeners know about this song real quick?
It's a throwaway record, actually. It's a record that I planned on using and then ended up not using because people don't ever like nothing. Like, I did it one time, and it was just something I did, and then people liked it, and they were like, yo, you should do it over, make it sound better. I tried to do it over, and they didn't like it, so I said, fuck it, I'm not using it, but you can YouTube it or whatever you want. So it was meant, it was done in goodwill. It just, it's a hot record. Just check it out.
Oh, yo. They don't make music like this no more. I don't care about your whips or your chips, the ice on your wrist or your dough. I just wanna hear some shit I can relate to. Don't get rich and then forget them fans that made you. Following them trends, doing what they do, that's selling your soul. Oh,
oh. Yo, this track is for fans waiting for rap from a man. It's gonna be more than just a flash in the pan. You probably think I was Obama, how I'm packing the stands. I got Puerto Ricans, Asians, and even African fans clapping their hands, memorizing the lyrics that I sing, paying to see me on stage and feel a little pain. Before the fame, nobody was mentioning my name. Now I play the game where the people is ignorant and plain. So don't be telling me we on the same team. I already know that I don't fit in with the mainstream. I'm too old to be playing dirty, so I remain clean. And I never get caught up in what this game brings. Call up the station, they waiting for me to play something. They full of haters, they playing rappers that say nothing. Easier than baking cake in a little plate oven. Y'all already know the time of the day, I ain't bluffing.
They don't make music like this no more. I don't care about your whips or your chips, the ice on your wrist or your dough. I just wanna hear some shit I can relate to. Don't get rich and then forget them fans that made you. Following them trends, doing what they do, that's selling your soul. Oh.
Yeah, you're now listening to Next to Blow Radio, and we in this bitch live, you know what I'm saying, coming direct. Better call your connect on a Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying, getting real tight, high title, Dirty Sprite, all the time, every day, all day. Next to Blow, we in the building. Oh, I'm just running the show like it's my show.
Yo, we love it.
Yo, y'all was letting me do it too. Y'all like, fuck it, let him rock out, fuck it.
Well, yeah, let him run that shit.
I know. I told you, you were natural. You were pro at this. Like,
I'm about to get me a radio show, man. I'm about to get Blog Talk Radio show.
Just come over. You can come do one on Next to Blow Radio.
I'm going to do one on Next to Blow. That's what I'm going to do.
Let me know when you're ready.
Right.
But go ahead and let everybody know. Well, Magasi, I know you got some questions before we get into the last questions that we need to get into.
You know, no questions, really. I just want to say that I'm so far, like, I've been enjoying myself all night. You've been a wonderful guest. I mean, it's just like your vibe is so amazing. Like, I love your vibe. I love your character. I love how you're just so vibrant. And I enjoy this tonight.
It's a vibe thing. Vibrant thing.
So I want to know.
She'll be singing
like,
that shit. She'll be singing that later. Watch.
Hey, yeah, Magasi is a singer too. By her, she's a singer too. Just FYI.
Right.
Who told you that lie? Now, let me tell you something, Blind Free. You are not leaving this line without you. Freestyling and singing. We love some singers, and we know that you know how to sing. And, you know, as sexy as your voice is, I got to get them tools come out your lips.
I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to do you one better. When I go and see Queen T out here in Minnesota, I'm going to do a special voice drop right there, not over the phone. We're going to really get this popping. We're going to clap hands and snap fingers and drink Hennessy and rap and all that.
I'm
excited. That answers my next question, too, because I wanted to know if we could get some radio drops for Next to Blow Radio. And, but, yeah.
I like the drops.
Yeah, thank you.
Like what?
I like the drops. I'm all about drops.
Oh, you.
Drop.
Hey.
Drop.
Hey.
Oh. I'm over here blushing. If y'all don't know, I'm over here blushing. He's so cool. Like, I want to give you mad. I just want to salute you. I have mad respect for you, and I never thought you would be this humble, this down to earth. And I enjoyed myself. I can honestly say you're one of my one of our best guests out here. Because you know, sometimes I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna say we get some bougie people, you know, on here, and you know, but
I'm not like that, man. Everybody got to come from somewhere, man.
Right. Definitely. Do you have anything else you want to put out there that we didn't get to cross, like any topic, subject that we didn't get to talk about tonight?
Not really, man. I mean, I really enjoyed myself. I want to do this again, you know, and definitely look forward to being out there in Minnesota and making it happen and enjoying the hip-hop scene out there. You know, I know I'm going to hear a lot of amazing talent, and I'm looking forward to it, you know, and I'm really looking forward to being out there and being in that vibe because I know it's something special, you know, so.
Great. Yo, I want to say something, too. So on Thursday night, you have a live show out here, and then Friday night, you'll be judging one of these freestyle battles that they're putting together, and I'm actually a judge, too, and I'm so nervous. Like, I'm nervous like I'm in the battle or something, and I'm just now putting that out there. I am nervous, y'all. I'm serious. I almost backed out and said no, but I'm gonna be the only female judge.
Let me tell you something. I had a lot of time here in Miami, and I'm judging this Saturday at a club on South Beach in Miami, and it's fun. Like, it's like they salute, it's like they bow down to you when you're a judge. Like, it's so cool. Trust me, we're gonna have a good time. Believe that.
I mean, no. Don't get me wrong. I've judged, and I've been, you know, on a panel before at these events. But I'm judging a freestyle battle, sitting next to Blind Furry. I mean, come on,
well, see,
who would have been in?
It's her. It's not nothing to be nervous about. See, I like to judge battles where I don't know people like that. I don't like to know the people that are battling because then I don't feel like, you know, I'm being fair, you know, because I always end up liking one more than the other, and then people will turn around and go, oh, that's because that's your homeboy, that's your home. Nah, whatever.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of battle rappers out there, who would you say that we would have to be on the lookout for? Who's coming, who's hot right now?
I don't pay as much attention to the battle scene as I should. I'd say Hollow to Dawn is going to be the next, you know, but that's just because, like I said, that's my homeboy. Like, I think I like Loaded Lux a lot. I like Surf. Sue Surf is good. I don't know. I like the normal people, like, you know, special. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right. So
I will tell you. Was it my playlist? That's what you want?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But you can go ahead and say whatever you were going
to
say first.
I listened to the Bogus Boys. And ever heard of Bogus Boys? They're dope. Lately, I've been playing a lot of Action. Action Bronson's really dope. And surprisingly, I'm listening to this Lil Durk mix. And I don't normally pick that ratchet music, but I like Lil Durk and his movement. I think Durk is, you know, he's real cool. I like his move. It's straight.
Yeah, it's dope.
Feel
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what it's
doing,
though.
Definitely.
Yeah. Y'all be looking out for Jay Biggs. You know what I'm saying? And dope-ass music. You know what I'm saying? Be looking out for them. Be looking out for Queen T and Next Low Radio and Nagasha and all that. You know what I'm saying?
You said my name right. That is awesome. Yeah.
Be looking out for everybody that's on the lookout.
Look out. Automatic right there.
I'm over here trying to pull up Jay Biggs because we had lost all our music. So,
I tell you one more dude that I jam real hard is Young Dolph.
Young Dolph. Where's he from?
Like, he's from Memphis. He's from, you know, with Zilla and Yo Gotti and Young Dolph and them. Like, I listen to Zay Zilla a lot, too. I'm real funny about music. I like trap music, but I like educated trap music.
Okay.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
Oh, I hear Skype.
I know, right? Work it. Work on while we're on the radio.
Yes.
It's cool, though. So, Blonde Sherry, do you have any last shout-outs you want to give? Also, before you do that, go ahead and give out your link one more time, your booking information, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff.
Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Blonde Fury. You know, make sure you hit up the Facebook, The Real Blonde Fury. Make sure you go to TheRealBlondeFury.com. Shout-out to everybody that supports the movement, and shout-out to everybody who don't support the movement, you know, because, hey, it's cool, whatever. I use that as motivation. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Right. And then I don't know if you hit the follow back button yet, but I'm gonna be waiting for my follow back button on it on Twitter.
All right. I hit the follow back, I think, but I'm gonna hit it again for you. I'm gonna hit it two times.
Wait. No, because then you will unfollow me though. See?
No, it won't.
Right,
I'm going to see if I'm following you first, and then I'm going to hit the follow button. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have anything else you want to
say? No, I was going to have fun. I had a great time. Time went by real quick, which is awesome. You know, the interview was not boring. It was amazing. And we will definitely be contacting you back to have you as a guest host with us in the later
future.
All right,
let's do it.
Yeah. And even if we don't hit you as soon as you want to do it, let us know when you're ready. Like, anytime, to, like, hit me in the DM, like, Queen, if we are air and you just want to come on with us, you know, and you see that we're on air, just hit us up, like, Queen, I'm ready to get on with y'all. Just let us know, and you're definitely more than welcome at any time. We enjoyed your presence. You know, you're real humble. And make sure everybody go download those mixtapes. Stay tuned for the annuaries in, you know, in 2014. So, be coming out with that album. So.
Anyuaries. That's right. I like that. Anyuaries.
But I could not, unfortunately, I could not. Big Thunder, but shout out to him. We're going to get into a different track by one of the New Jersey artists. Her name is Germany. And this is one of my favorite tracks that I've been playing over the years.
Yep. Is that Yep?
Yeah, nope.
Oh my
so,
God.
That's
yo,
Blind Free,
you can light this track right here.
Yes, yeah, Ryan, you might like this track. Nope.
I might like it.
Yeah, so we go. But if you could stay tuned with us, that definitely would, that would be nice. But definitely, again, thank you so much for coming through. We definitely appreciate having you on the show. Shout out to Real Lives to Rochelle. And, you know, for making this interview happen and on behalf of Next to Blow Radio. And shout out to everybody that called in and, you know, that talked to Blind Furry and people that didn't get to go live. And, again.
There you go. Word.
So we're going to get into this track right here. Again, her name is Germany. Make sure you check her out. Germany also sexy on Twitter. This track right here is called Yup, Yup.
Right.
Trust a nigga, hold me down, I never OT. And if a bitch get out of line, I'ma choke
I'm fucking them. Fucking them so you can keep on loving them, baby, cause I'm fucking them. Yeah, I'm fucking them, yep, I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them. I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them. So you can keep on loving them, baby, cause I'm fucking them. I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them. I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them. I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them. So you can keep on loving them, baby, cause I'm fucking them. I'm fucking them, yep, yep, I'm fucking them.
Crown Vic, and I am next to blow. Bang!
My name is Lips, and I'm next to blow.
What it do, where it's your boy, Mr. D the Kid. I am next to blow. Bang!
My name is Mr. J, and I'm next to blow. 242 Bahamas in the house.
It's your boy, Sippy Zone, and you're listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Shout out to Germany, oh so sexy on that track. Definitely love that track. It's one of my favorites. Definitely going to end the show a little bit early tonight. Got to get out to the Rock Lounge. You know, definitely it's going down. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody that called in. Magasia, you know, we're back at it. Back at it. Definitely. And then, of course, you can't forget Blind Furry. Definitely appreciate him for coming through. Real humble dude. And he's make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. And let you guys tune into his interview right here on Next Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasia. Magasia, do you have any last shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, most definitely. Shout-out to you. You know, I always love doing the show with you every Tuesday. Shout-out to Blind Furry for tuning in with us. And being our, you know, guest of the night. Shout-out to all the callers that tuned in. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. We're going to find out who we have on the show next Tuesday. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. And I love you guys. Peace. Have a good night tonight. I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. And do what I do very well. You guys already know.
Nice. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Tune in every day. We have hosts every day of the week. So make sure you guys tune in. And salute to everybody. Same number, same website. And again, y'all have a good night.
Well, definitely.